इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू मेड इन इंडिया हियर एट इतिहास। मोस्ट इंडियंस हैव ऑलवेज बीन क्रेजी अबाउट सिनेमा। सिनेमा इज अ पार्ट ऑफ मोस्ट ऑफ आवर्स डेली लाइफ्स। द मूवीज आर इन आवर डिस्कशंस, पीपल हैव हीटेड डिबेट्स ओवर देम एंड दे ऑल्सो ऑफन रिफ्लेक्ट द कंटेम्पररी सोसाइटी इन सम वे और द अदर। Watching them at the theaters is no longer considered a luxury, and people do it to break the cycle of mundanity of life. But cinema these days is much more than what is shown on the screen. It is increasingly becoming an experience in itself. You know, with more and more single screen theaters giving way to the multiplexes, this cinematic experience is becoming very, very important. Most of the urban audience these days regularly visits only Inox, PVR, Cineplex, Fame and other regional multiplex chains. Now, how do you think it began? How was this whole concept of the cinema experience developed? Let's go back to Delhi of the 1990s. There was a young guy named Ajay Bijli. Ajay's is a common story where his family had a business and expected him to take it forward, but you know, his heart lay elsewhere. He had no interest in the transport business that the family owned. So what did he do? He decided that he'll try his hand at running a cinema theatre named Priya, which incidentally was acquired by his father some time ago, but you know, it was somehow running in losses. Now our hero Ajay was a dreamer. He had big dreams and wanted to make Priya a successful venture. So the first thing he did to bring Priya back on the track is to bring English cinema, because the theatre was located in one of the posh localities of Delhi. So then he created a suitable atmosphere, like getting the entire theatre refurbished, introducing pleasant colours on walls and having smart uniforms for all the theatre employees, so on and so forth. And after some initial hiccups, Priya started doing very well. The English movies were routinely screened here and they pulled quite a good crowd. However, fate often throws unexpected obstacles at everyone. Ajay lost his father, then had to take care of the transport business, only to have an unexpected fire that ruined the entire transport business. Now, Ajay was in a fix. There were a lot of claims to be settled, that too for the business which he did not even want to do in the first place. Eventually, Ajay finally decided that he would not continue with the transport business and take a full plunge in the movie theatre. By this time, fortunately, Priya was running well. In fact, it had become like a hotspot hangout. Ajay wanted to grow it even further. Honestly, he wanted to start a multiplex. And there was only one issue. He did not know how to. It was then that one of his Hollywood distributor friends told him about Village Roadshow. Village Roadshow was an Australian media company and they wanted to enter the Indian market. Ajay entered into a deal with them and decided to launch the concept of multiplex in India. Now, since Priya was running well as a single screen, he obviously didn't want to change it. So he decided to lease Anupam Cinema in Saket, that is another part of Delhi. And there, you had the first ever four-screen multiplex in India, named as Priya Village Roadshow Anupam 4. Sounds odd? Yes. Now, Priya and Village Roadshow were both for the involved parties. Anupam because the original theatre was Anupam, and 4 because it had 4 screens. The response to this theatre was amazing. I mean, there were kilometer-long queues to get the tickets. More locations at Delhi were bought, and a phase of expansion followed that has never ended till date. Sometime later, an obstacle again came their way as Village Roadshow wanted to exit India after the 9/11 incident. But the exit was well executed and the brand PVR was born out of this exit agreement. And if you haven't guessed it by now, PVR stands for Priya Village Roadshow. That's right. So anyways, Village Roadshow took an exit, but PVR stuck. And after Village Roadshow pulled out, the ICICI Venture invested money in PVR. They soon expanded to large parts of the North India, and because they didn't want to be known as a North Indian brand, they went national by setting up multiplexes at Hyderabad, Mumbai and Chennai for the beginning. Ajay also started investing in other projects simultaneously. As the competition heated up in the entertainment industry, Ajay thought of starting his own studio and called it the PVR Pictures. His first and second ventures were Tare Zameen Par and Jaane Tu Ya Jaane Na, both of which did very well at the box office, although several flops followed it, including Khele Hum Ji Jaan Se, which was a massive flop, and it took PVR back several notches. Ajay and his team resurfaced quickly again and decided to stick to what they know the best, that is film exhibition. Eventually in 2012, PVR Cinemas bought Cinemax, making it the largest cinema chain in India. This acquisition was a huge step forward and there was no looking back from there. In spite of starting with a single screen cinema some 20 years ago, Ajay has now become the undisputed king of the multiplexes. Cut to today, Ajay Bijli's PVR Cinemas own 579 screens in 126 locations across 50 Indian cities. By the way, they are also pretty innovative in what they offer to the audience. It might be the Blue O, their bowling centers, or the ATM machines for tickets, or technical advancements like ECX, which is Enhanced Cinema Experience, and 4DX. PVR seems to be just unstoppable. Actually, people are often very, very surprised to find that PVR is an Indian brand. It doesn't feel like, is their reply. Now, creating an experience that feels unmatched, that feels so top of the line, rather that feels so not quote-unquote Indian, is definitely a mark of achievement for the PVR team, don't you think?